Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Make sure you have that phone nearby because the never-ending summer continues with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Got a trip for four for you. Send you to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Sweet.
And all you got to do is call in about less than 10 minutes, actually. So that's coming up shortly. But right now, we gotta make you some money, Kid Nation. It's time to invest. That's how you... It take money to make money, I heard.
That's right. I'm going to say, I think I got some... I got $40.
You got $40, Al? You might want to throw in on this?
$45. So give me a good idea, and maybe I'll fund.
Okay, Al, good. This is called Fund Do or Fund Don't.
Okay.
We scour the internet. We look for those ideas. People are trying to raise money.
And we're trying to build our empires.
That's right. Yeah.
Might be a good time to invest.
I'm doing it.
Great time to invest right now, Kelly Raspberry. I got three items for you guys today.
Okay.
Three items.
Can't wait.
Our first one, Zero Breeze? AC unit.
Oh, okay.
What is Zero Breeze? Here's the creator telling us all about it.
Zero Breeze is the first of its kind. Never before have you been able to take an air conditioner wherever you go. It's lightweight, whisper quiet, and loaded with cool features.
Loaded.
Not only is it the best portable air conditioner you can buy, it's a Bluetooth speaker, a nightlight, and a cell phone charging station.
The Zero Breeze is capable of cooling a 50 square foot room down to 44 degrees, which is perfect for an RV, a college dorm, a tent, or pretty much anywhere.
You can use it by plugging it in or by using its long-lasting battery power.
And the battery only takes 3 to 5 hours to fully charge.
It has 3 fan speeds and cool settings. So, how will Zero Breeze help you stay cool?
Huh.
So cool!
Love it.
I like that. I kind of like that.
I love this.
A portable AC unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of like
that. And portable heaters.
Yeah.
Why can't you have a portable AC?
Exactly.
I keep this in my bedroom.
Right?
That's right.
So much money on...
Think about it. And a lot of people that live in big cities like New York, where they don't have AC and it's hot in there. Yeah.
Similar products on the market don't have real air conditioning as a function. Majority just add water or ice into their device to create the cooling effect. This is a full-on AC unit.
All right.
Their goal is to raise $100,000.
Okay.
Oh, they have to have already hit it.
36 days left.
Yeah.
Al, fun do or fun don't?
I want to hear the other two, but I say fun do on this.
Okay, you're in on this one?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can always invest on more than one,
Al. More than one,
Al. That's true.
Diversify.
Okay,
I'm building the empire. Okay.
Sometimes they tell you not to diversify. Sometimes they tell you to diversify. On this one, you might want to.
And how much has he raised already? He's trying to raise $100,000?
Jenna, you're fun doing?
Oh, I'm 100% in on this.
Kelly is. So far, they've raised $295,282.
Yeah, great idea.
Probably making that a
fashion.
Wonder
how much they're going to sell it for.
Ooh.
Good question.
Man,
the price point of it?
Yeah, I'd probably say that looks like a nice. I'd pay up to $100
called
for that.
Called No Breeze?
Zero
Breeze AC unit.
Zero Breeze portable air conditioner. I Googled it.
I'm being told it's about $349, which is still a decent price if you're getting
a phone
charger.
Think about that if you live in a small apartment or something.
Yeah.
Cut down on your bill.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stories on it, you know, about it almost a game changer.
It looks like a small portable leaf blower.
You can pre-order one with a $389 contribution to the $100,000 Kickstarter campaign, which has already reached its fundraising goal.
But you
have to wait until March of next year for delivery, assuming everything goes well in production.
I can wait till March of next year.
It's $389 contribution, and you get in on the pre-order, but it's next March.
Plus, I don't need it right now because summer's basically battle. Over, yeah. All right.
Okay.
That was the first one. Let's go to our next
item. I like that one, yeah.
Hoku Spoon.
Who?
Hoku Spoon.
Hoku Spoon.
What is the Hoku Spoon?
I have no idea.
Well, we'll just have the creator talk about it, because I don't know what it is.
With the Hoku Spoon, you can amaze your friends and delight your family by easily decorating almost any food, from cappuccinos through mashed potatoes to creme brulee and much more. By using this very stylish and simple device that has a variety of interchangeable template attachments, similar in design to a spoon but with holes, you can easily add a little flair to your food and make any meal a little more entertaining or special simply by placing your favorite powdered or finely granulated ingredient. sugar, paprika, curry powder, nutmeg, or cinnamon onto the spoon and sprinkling it on the food. Huh. Anyone can easily create a smiley face, yeah, teddy bear, or multitude of images from the provided templates. Hocus Spoon will become a must-have for any kitchen or person who likes to have a little extra fun when entertaining. Yeah. It's great for kids, too. The device is so simple to use that kids can add a picture to their favorite cupcakes. Or for the fussy eater, mom or dad can put more than just a smile on a mashed potato or a favorite meal.
I bet you she's a life coach.
Yeah, they should have had a kid do that commercial.
She's always happy. It's a nice little touch to your coffee or your pancakes.
It's probably like a novelty.
It is a novelty item, but
just
it is cool.
It's a stencil. They already make those.
Yeah, it's a stencil. You just add the powder or whatever you need to put on there and you just put it on top.
I'm not real excited.
What's their goal?
I wonder if they're going to come out with like the stencils for like a bachelorette party.
Those would be.
Fun do or fun don't?
Personally, I'm fun don't. I mean, it's cool, but I probably wouldn't do
it. You're not into it, Al? No. Kelly's not into it, Jenna? No.
I have water and beer in my fridge.
There you go. You don't need this.
You don't need to decorate that.
And some hot sauce. I have nothing.
I would fun do on this because I have kids and I feel like they would love this.
They would use it.
It's probably cheap too.
Yeah.
They'd use
it. No, I would use it to just put cool stuff on their pancakes.
You'd use it twice.
Yeah.
Use it twice.
All right.
I have cookie cutters. I'm going to do all this stuff for Emma Kelly. I'm going to cut her sandwiches into butterflies. I'm going to do. You use it once.
Their goal is $2,000.
$2,000?
That was their goal.
They don't cost anything to make.
Right.
It's a plastic thing.
Yeah, they'll make it.
39 days left. So far, they've raised $3,180, making that a fun do.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We're 2 for 2 on fun dos.
A cute little novelty.
According to the internet. So let's move on to our last one.
Okay.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, boy.
People are still playing it.
Not very many.
Tidbit news this morning.
Hold on. Is this a tidbit news before we do this?
It's time for tidbit news.
Ooh, a bit within a bit.
We go to our correspondent, Jenna Owens, out on the streets. Hi, Jenna.
Hello. I know hardly anything about this story I'm about to tell you, I read this morning that Pokemon Go has lost millions of users in the last week, especially.
Oh, no.
Because people are just tired and over it.
Yeah, thank you, Jenna Owens.
It was a fad.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
That's all I got. I didn't read any more because I don't care about Pokemon Go, and I never did.
It's Tidbit News. That's all we needed right there.
Okay.
For those that are still playing Pokemon Go, how about a Pokemon Go controller? It's shaped like a real Pokeball, and it pairs up to your phone that you can use to play Pokemon Go. There's a little explanation about that.
So here's how the product works. There's three main functionalities of the ball. The first one is you can actually throw the ball itself.
Awesome.
And wherever it lands, the camera tracks so you can catch whatever it is that you want to catch.
That's pretty cool.
The second function is motion gestures. So you can use a motion gesture, and with a flick of the wrist, the accelerometer inside will actually pick up the motion, and it will be just like you're flicking the ball on a screen.
Awesome.
So the third function is you have everything that I've just named, but you also have a power bank inside to be able to plug in a USB device and charge your phone in those last-minute critical gaming times.
So we have the plans, the team in place, and the prototype, and we're ready to manufacture our product. So you can help us out by partnering with us in two ways.
The first one is you can actually pre-order the ball down below today. And the second way is share the hashtag Where's the Ball with your family and friends so we can get the word out.
So join the movement so we can finally catch them the way they were meant to be caught.
That's how they're meant to be caught.
Movement.
Pokemon Go game controller.
Critical game time.
Critical game time.
That guy doing the commercial on the right was kind of hot. And then he started...
It is really cool. You do throw the ball and it lands next to the Pokemon and it catches it. Or you could do the flick of the wrist. Look at the flick of that wrist.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I'm out.
I'm out.
The goal is 25,000. Days to go. 35. Kelly, fun do or fun don't. The other ones are out.
It's Pokemon, dude. And for that reason,
I'm not going to buy
a ball
to go with an app I'm never going to get.
It's also a phone charger.
I'm out.
Well, for you doubters, Pokemon Go controller has raised $34,213, making that another fun do. That's 3 for 3 today.
Well, good for them.
You guys didn't even try Pokemon.
Good. Yeah, I haven't.
Why would I?
It was fun.
I like wasting my time on other sites online, watching animal videos. We all waste time doing something, but I don't play games.
Yeah, and you were over in like a week.
I was over because I started getting called a poser. Because I didn't know anything about Pokemon.
A Poke poser?
Yeah, I was getting called the poser.
The
like,
insult.
Yeah. The Poke insult hurts deep within the soul.
Maybe you come up with another How's app. Call it Posermon.
Posermon? I downloaded the Pele app.
So you play soccer?
Yeah, I play soccer now. It was on a commercial on my screen, so I tapped on it and downloaded it. But anyways, let's get you off to Tampa Bay, Florida. How about that?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The never-ending summer continues with our show, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And all you got to do right now is pick up that phone and dial 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what caller number would you like today?
19.
Caller number 19. You and three friends or family members could be on your way to Tampa Bay next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. When I met you in the summer.
Sweet summertime.
We got that never-ending summer going on here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
Giving away a trip. Jenna wanted call number 19. Let's go to the phones. Nick Hall, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, my gosh, doing great.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, you are.
It's about to get better, my man, because you just won yourself a trip. Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick Hall with the nice scream on the winning.
You have just won a round trip. Airfare for four to Tampa, Florida, where you will visit Innisbrook, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort. Dude, 3 nights, 3-day bicycle rental for four, and a full-size rental car, my brother.
Yeah.
Who you gonna take with you, dog?
Probably my wife and, I don't know, my brother or something.
Yeah, okay. Maybe your brother.
We'll figure it out. As long as you got the wife covered, you're good.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Visit Florida. This is also courtesy of us, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Nick, you have fun, all right, man?
All right, thank you, guys.
Well, thanks, bro.
His wife's going to be so excited. What a trip. Back to school time means we're getting a bunch of back to school videos.
All right.
Instead of sending out the boring old welcome back newsletter, this is a fourth grade teacher, Mr. Reed, a first year teacher, so he's all into it right now.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago.
Yep. He wrote promise and hope.
You know, he
hadn't been beat down by the
kids. He hasn't been beat down, and he's having a good time. He wants to make sure he has a great time. Fourth grade. He wrote a rap song for his fourth grade students.
Oh, cool.
This is Mr. Reed right here.
Welcome to the fourth grade. So happy to meet you. Can't wait till I see you. Gonna have a good time.
Teacher. My name's Mr. Reed, and it's very nice to meet ya. I'm from Chicago, I love eating pizza, and I dress to impress, but I still rock sneakers. It's my first year teaching, so it's all real exciting. Got some ideas, and I really like to try them, like making songs to remember what you hear. We'll be learning so much by the end of the year. To my friends and my peers, the parents and the students, I'm ready, you're ready, we're ready, let's do this.
Yeah.
But absolutely no doubt. Dreaming, working hard till the bell starts ringing.
Welcome to the fourth grade.
Yeah.
I love this guy. I want, my daughter's in the fourth grade this year.
She should get Mr. Reed.
This is what you want.
It's great, I'm sure. I haven't met her yet. I meet her tonight. Oh, my God. I got to meet the teacher tonight. I got to take a shower.
Oh, it's meet the teacher day today?
Yeah, I just realized.
Yeah, you got to get after the shower.
Man, I thought I was going to go a whole day without having to shower.
Well, how cool is it?
No, I got to take a shower now.
Back to focus.
That kind of enthusiasm and focus, that makes my heart sing.
That's awesome.
He's so excited.
He's excited.
And he really wants to genuinely be a great teacher. You could tell he took time out of his day to do that.
If Horton better bring her rapping skills tonight. Yeah, right. Impress me.
If you have a good teacher, you actually can like a class you normally wouldn't like.
It makes a huge difference.
We love you, teachers.
Yeah.
I've got a family full of them. I could not be a teacher, but my sister is, my son is, mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
Everybody in my family is
teacher. My mom was a teacher. I told you that. In Mexico, when we lived in Mexico, my mom was an English teacher.
Yeah.
And she wanted to teach over here, but obviously she didn't get the certification. But yeah, she was a teacher.
And the crap they have to put up with you know, the bad kids and all, you know.
Right.
No help from the school system.
Well, let's go to the student side, because remember last year, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, we had that little boy. And they're doing the live newscast, and it was like, are you excited for school? Yeah. Do you miss your mom? No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's crying.
We have a new one. This one's a fourth grader as well, so we'll stay in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade this year.
Yes. Right. Emma Kelly's going to fourth grade, so we decided to stick with it. Here's a fourth grader super excited to go to school.
Yes, I'm excited to going back to school.
Why are you so excited?
Because I'm going to fourth grade, and after that I'm going to fifth grade, and I'm going to college. Or high school. I don't know. I don't even know the orders anymore.
Why is going back to school so exciting? You like seeing your friends?
No, I didn't make any. I just made one friend at the first school I was. Then I'm switching schools to here. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I can make more friends than just one.
I think you will. What's your favorite subject in school? What do you like?
Math and science. Math is fun because I want to be a creator, like inventing stuff. And I need to learn a lot of math to do it. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of science. And also my mom thinks I'm a baby, so I can't walk to school sometimes. And also she thinks I need protective gear when I need to ride a bike.
You probably do. I think I agree with your mom.
I know how to ride a bike already, even without protective gear.
Good luck.
Okay. Can I say one last word?
Okay, yeah.
Hello, students. And also have good luck when you enter fourth grade or fifth grade.
Aww. Oh, I hope he makes more than one friend. My heart. Nice.
This is hitting me in the feels. This is hitting me in the feels.
That's awesome. That's
somebody
awesome.
Be that child's friend.
He switched schools to go make more friends.
I love that.
What a sweet little guy. By the way, shout out to him. He gets a shout out.
Fourth grade. That was so traumatic for me.
His English is better
too.
Than yours.
I know. You're so doing extremely well.
So traumatic for me when I was in the fourth grade the second time.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was, man. That was the most embarrassing thing. I've talked about this story. When all my friends went to the fifth grade, and I checked in with them. I was at the fifth grade, and then they didn't call my name to give me a homeroom.
Yeah. Kids, this is what – listen to Al's story, so you don't have to go through this. So you try hard this year.
You didn't know until the day you showed up for school that you were held back?
I knew, Jenna. I knew, Jenna. I just thought – I don't know. My mama dropped me off, and my dad – whoever. I just thought I could sit there and maybe go with the masses. All my friends were there going to the fifth grade. Jenny Frankfurt, Mike Horowitz, Brad, all them people going. I sat down with them, and they didn't call my name. I was the only black kid at the school, and then I got lit.
You mean you didn't blend in with the other fifth graders? They noticed?
That Green Hill School. I love that school.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting there, and I was like, everybody else got dispersed to their homeroom. And I saw Miss Dickens there. I had her the previous year.
Yeah.
I was like, I sure would like to go back to Miss Dickens, but I had to go back to the lower school. I had to go to another building.
I thought that was before or after you grew up in Compton?
This was after.
Oh, it was after Compton?
Yeah, it was after Compton. Yeah. This is post-Compton.
Oh, I got you, bro.
Man, that was traumatic.
I know.
Do your work, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't get let back.
So you're the only one that had to redo a grade.
Yeah.
On our show. But you know? You learned from it.
Kelly skipped a grade, so it doesn't even out.
I skipped fourth, and you did it twice.
Yeah. We made up for it for you, Big Al Mac.
Yep.
All right. We have an Olympic celebrity coming on the show next.
What?
His name is Brent Folan. I know. You may not recognize the name.
Did he gold? Silver? Mm-hmm. Bronze?
In selfies.
Oh.
He scored gold. They're calling him the Forrest Gump of the Rio Games. We'll tell you who Brent is and what he was doing out there, but he became a viral star. We'll have him on the show next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Olympic superfan Brent Folan dubs himself the selfie king of the Rio Games. Here he is posing with the final five. He also caught up with gold medal swimmer Ryan Murphy, even photobombing gymnast Allie Raisman during her medal ceremony.
You're some kind of a selfie whiz. What is it?
Just right place, right time.
Right place, right time.
What you gonna do?
And he's right back in this place.
And he's right here.
You just got back, Brent.
Yes.
From Brazil.
Exactly. Yeah, about 24 hours ago. I got back.
Did you wear this outfit you have on right now on the airplane?
Of course I had to. It's my trademark.
Okay, yeah, explain what he's wearing.
It's a onesie.
It's like a snuggie.
And it's patriotic.
It's the American flag.
All the way down to the sneakers.
Hey, even the underwear is an American flag.
Really?
Oh,
show Jenna.
I'm going to take your word.
Hey,
my man.
America!
Wow.
Don't have
USA.
To ask him twice.
Did you salute that, Jenna?
I don't think we even asked. He just, yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
All right,
there it is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag boxers.
Right.
Yeah.
Your story is incredible because you've been working at the selfie game for a while. This isn't, you didn't just catapult yourself into stardom. You've been working at the selfie game.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You have a picture with, like, Al's dude, Blake Shelton, from a while back.
Years back, yes. He came to TCU.
Who was your first selfie?
Oh,
celebrity.
Gosh. Good question.
You can't remember?
Baseball,
that would be...
I think maybe Albert Pujols was one of the first ones way back when. I mean, way back. That was, like, 04, 05. Yeah. I mean, back
Were
in
they even selfies back then? Did people call them selfies?
No. It hadn't been... No, I don't think
Hadn't
so.
Hadn't been coined.
You may have invented it. Some people say Ryan Cabrera took the first selfie. There's rumors of that, but it might have been you, Brett.
Way back when. Yeah, we could say that.
So
Let's
how long were you planning this trip to Rio?
So for 3 years. 3 years ago, my buddy Joe Brown and I decided we were going to go to Rio, right? Okay. We love America. We love sports. What better stage than
your first
the Olympics?
First one.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to top this one.
He loves America.
God! Yeah. America.
So y'all decided to go.
So you bought a lot. You had to buy tickets because you. Yes. I saw that you went to 25 different Olympic events.
33 was the final.
33 right. was the final.
So I went with I had tickets to 13 or 14 different events, and then when I skipped my flight, people started giving me a ton of free tickets.
Okay, so this start. You went out there. Were you a volunteer?
Yes, started as a volunteer and as a fan. Right, so I knew I was going to be doing both.
Yeah,
and
right.
Volunteered for a couple days, and then I kind of started to go viral, so I started to focus on being the best fan America has ever seen.
What was your job as a volunteer for the Olympic?
Just to greet people as they came to the Olympic Park.
Okay.
And you didn't have that before you left the States. You went up there and said, I want to volunteer?
No, that was a two-year process.
Okay.
That was an application 2 years ago. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a lot of planning, right?
Right.
It was a ton of
to
planning.
To be in the right place. Yeah. And then you were just persistent. And, did you go to hotels? Because, I mean, you have a photo with Michael Phelps. Where did you catch him?
So, Good Morning America actually did a segment to have me meet him. So
so Michael Phelps, he was the one you were missing.
Exactly, he was the white buffalo. So he ended up photobombing me. That was really exciting to meet him.
So great.
So Usain Bolt was probably one of the toughest ones. I met him 2 days after Michael Phelps, and I had to kind of avoid the Brazilian military a couple times to meet him. So and I met him the night he won his last gold medal. The 4x100.
These athletes have military with them at all times when they're in Brazil?
No, they were kicking people out of the stadium, and so the military had literally a line of people to have us leave, and we just went to the stairs, waited until they passed, and kind of went back in the stadium to meet them. So,
worked out
perfectly.
So you're just persistent.
Very persistent.
And knowing
where
the athletes are kind of entering and exiting and kind of hovered around waiting, hoping to get a...
Right. And nothing's guaranteed, right? So it's just being at the right place at the right time, and luckily everything fell together perfectly on this trip.
When did you start noticing that people were noticing you? What do you remember which pictures you had posted?
It was when the Wall Street Journal covered me. And that was such a crazy story. I was at the USA House.
Yeah.
Had a 1 day pass, right? So I could pick any day that I wanted to go. Thank you, Sarah Scherer, if you're listening. She's an Olympian from TCU Rifle. She gave me the pass.
Okay.
She does rifle?
She was on the rifle team.
Okay.
Yes. And so when I went there, ended up getting a plate. Right? I mean, it's a big house, right? It's an old school.
Yeah.
Converted to a fun spot.
Remember, we went out when we were in London, but we didn't get famous like he did.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so the band Perry happened to be playing that night.
Oh, lovely.
So I didn't meet any of the Perry family members, but met a couple of the other guys in the band.
Yeah.
And they were just shocked at my story. They're like, it was unbelievable, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then that night, I grabbed a plate to eat, sat down at a random table. There was a lady sitting by herself, one of the few open seats.
Uh-huh.
Started talking to her, getting to know her. And I was like, where do you work? She goes, the Wall Street Journal. I go, do I have a story for you? And you're not going to believe this, but I've got the photos and videos to prove it. And sure enough, that's when it took off.
Wow.
You just sat down next to somebody that works for the Wall Street. It is right place, right time.
No, I mean, everything has been perfect. It was perfect on that trip. Yes.
Dude.
I mean, same with meeting Michael Phelps, right? I was walking around the Olympic Park. I was about to leave, turn around, saw a news camera go live. So obviously had a photo bomb that. Start walking back to the metro. Right?
Obviously, you did.
These two guys stop me. They work for Crave Beef Jerky. Okay,
they're
right? And so they're like,
"Hey,
do you mind?"
I think so.
Oh, yeah. You mind posing with the jerky? It's like, oh yeah, what the heck? Put me on your Twitter account. Let's
selfie.
Go.
Yeah.
Then they tell me they sponsor Michael Phelps. Right? I was like, we got a shot here. And so they were like, we'll see if we can get you in front of them. I was like, guys, I'm not going to hold my breath. Two days later, I run into him at the USA water polo match.
Okay.
It's like, wow, okay, maybe this is meant to be. They end up inviting me to an event they have the next day, and that's when it happened. That's where the Good Morning America was, and that's when I met Phelps.
What?
So it's just literally perfect timing.
Did you meet his son, Boomer?
Oh, yeah, I met some Doomer, his fiance. Guys, the best part was, you know, they showed on the news, it was just like a 3-minute clip.
Yeah.
I spent 4 or 5 hours with Phelps that day. I mean, it was a lunch. It was like, it was only 20 people. Summer Sanders was there. I mean, it was a full day.
You had lunch and hung out with Michael Phelps for 5 hours at
and
the Olympics.
Boomer, and Boomer.
And Boomer.
Yes.
Was this post all his golds?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So he was
finished. So he was done.
He had plenty of time to hang out.
Right. Oh, exactly.
Look, what do you guys talk like? You guys talk like your buddies?
He was really cool. Head of science and stuff. I mean, I talked more with his wife and, you know, Boomer, or his fiance, and they were really awesome. The funny thing, she was like, well, this is your first Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She goes, were you going to retire with Michael? Because there's no way you're going to top this one.
Mm. Right.
That's a good point, but I'm going to Tokyo. I mean, it is so amazing.
How can you not? Okay, then this is a question I have. What do you do in everyday life to make, A, money to travel or to be able to take off work?
So I work for a global limestone mining company, Lawas North America. So I'm a supply chain analyst for them. And so, I mean, I'm a big saver, right? I had 3 years worth of planning and saving to do this.
Penny pinching.
I wasn't planning on staying an extra 8 days, right?
Yeah.
That was never in the cards. But luckily, someone paid for one of my good buddies, Amir. He bought my flight home. Budweiser sponsored me a day. They gave me tickets.
You got sponsors.
Oh, I got sponsored. Well,
I don't have a sponsor.
Guys, so my clothing got sponsored 8 months before I went. I cold called a couple companies, Tipsy Elves and Rowdy Gentlemen. They jumped all over it, so... I mean, that was the best.
That's a Tipsy Elves onesie?
Tipsy Elves. That's okay. The best onesie
cold
they've
calling.
Ever given away.
So you say right place, right time, but you worked for this.
You're a talker, too.
Well, we're talking to somebody who was the student body president over at Texas Christian University.
You make your own luck.
You know,
you could say he's lucky, but he worked for it, and then stuff started falling into play.
Well, JC, so fun fact, I was actually student body president of every school I've been to. So elementary school, middle school, high school, and then TCU.
Good
so I guess I'll be on the ballot eventually for America, right? That's
Absolutely.
I put you on there right now.
You got my vote already.
I know. I wish I was 35, but I
hey, no, just take your time. You got a couple more Olympics to go to. And
exactly.
We're talking to Brett Folan. He's the Forrest Gump of the Rio Games. He has a selfie with you name it. He has it.
Which one was the most difficult? Was it Michael Phelps? I guess you had to wait the longest to get that one. But
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt.
It was the night he finished his 4x100, won his last gold. Okay, so... the way the stadium was set up, he had these interviews. And everybody and their brother was interviewing Usain Bolt,
sure.
Right? This is it. This is last time seeing him at the track, you know, at the track. And so I stuck around. These volunteers asked us politely to leave. I was like, oh, no, Usain Bolt's coming back. You know, he said he's coming over in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, see ya. Well, then the Brazilian military came over, like, hey, you know, you got... I mean, they didn't really speak English, but basically saying you
couple
need to
words.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, time to go. I was like, I don't understand. Well, finally...
Was it a lucky moment where you thought they were trying to rob you?
No.
Okay.
Guys, Brazil... No, Brazil's got a bad rap. That was the best host city ever.
Right.
And so, basically, they had us leave. I stuck around where the spiral staircase was to leave. The military passes. We go back in. And this time, I had 3 friends. They knew I was the selfie king. It's like, guys, if you want to meet Bolt, stick with me. It's going to happen tonight.
Yes.
And so, we go back in... We go back into the area. We see him finishing up his interview, right, weaving back up. And I'd been up to where you had to have credentials, standing up there until they realized I didn't have credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So they kicked me out.
Yeah.
Well, I knew exactly where he was going to be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was perfect timing. I was like, guys, we got one shot at this. Let's make it happen. So go back upstairs as he's starting to leave his last interview. There's about 15 volunteers waiting for him. I was like, well, they're not all going to get a photo with him. There, I see where the gate ends, so basically move the gate, run around it, go right to where Bolt's going to walk out. I was like, Bolt, you might get a photo? Oh, yeah, man. Snap one. I was the only one that got
just
a picture
like
with him the whole night.
He said, oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh,
it was
crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
So what's your best tip? Because I know there's so many girls. You go to concerts and
right.
You want to get a picture. That's all they want is a picture with a celebrity. What is your best tip for doing that?
We're crazy close. I mean, like, you know, the ones
that
stand out. But it's just knowing where to be.
And you act like you belong there, right? You don't get nervous. You're just walking around.
That is key. You've got to have the confidence.
Yeah.
You've got to have the confidence to act like... You have to seem like you know what you're doing.
Like, we've done that. We've gone to red carpets. We've gone to red carpets before, and we don't have the credentials sometimes to walk on the red carpet. But I'm telling you, if you're dressed the part, and you just walk past security like you're supposed to...
Like you know what
you're doing.
Like,
how dare you ask me for my credentials?
Right? Oh, exactly.
Brent's going against the Brazilian military. I don't care.
Who was the most unfriendly athlete you got
most
a selfie
unfriendly.
With or tried to? Did you get rejected by anyone?
No.
Guys,
it's the Olympics. If you've never been, go.
Everybody's
everyone is
mood.
So happy.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. The opening ceremony, you know, everyone was fired up to be there. Everyone was so hopeful, right, to win a medal.
the biggest party I've ever been to in my life, the closing ceremony. I mean, I did not want that night to end.
Really? Because it was super boring on TV.
Guys, TV did not do it justice.
For the people there, it's nothing worse than watching people have fun when you're sitting there and you're
unaware. Yeah.
We didn't sit down a single minute.
Wow. It looked like you were walking in with the athletes. Closing ceremony.
Opening. We snuck down to lower seats. Right, we had category C, which I mean, not nosebleed, good seats, but
they're not
I wanted
A.
to sit. Oh, right, they're not A. They're not the $2,000-$3,000 seats. And so snuck down with a couple of my buddies. We ended up sitting in Warren Buffett's seats. The Warren Buffett.
He didn't
the
show
billionaire?
Up?
The billionaire. No, he showed up. He let me sit there until his friends showed up.
I got a
selfie with him.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on there. It's on there. So sat with
everybody
him until
was
his friends showed
mood,
up.
Weren't they?
Then after that, so his friends showed up. We moved to different seats. I was like, well, the athletes are going to walk in.
Sure.
Let's move closer. Let's get the front row. I mean, I know, guys, again, it's my first Olympic experience. I was like, if you're close, just something magical might happen.
Why not?
Well, sure enough, it did. Kevin Durant, Cassidy Cook, they were all taking pictures. I mean, the whole team walked right past us. I got the best 3-minute video you'll ever see of the Olympics.
Wow. And he's
awesome,
committed.
Dude.
You're Facebook Living right now.
Yes,
I can see your phone.
Yes. Yes.
Well, somebody's going
to. Of course, he's got you.
Awesome.
The next go round, you're going to be sponsored out the wazoo.
I hope so. Yeah. We'll see if something.
You can make a
Ellen, is your wazoo up for sponsorship right now?
Yeah. So if someone wants to sponsor me for Tokyo, I'm in. Heck, send me to the Winter Olympics.
I'm
down.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show may invest in that.
Yeah.
I speak for George right now.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, George, if you want to send me to a red carpet, let's get some more celebrities.
Right?
Seriously,
you know what?
Let's make this happen.
That's
we could do that, Brent.
That way.
You do really well on the radio.
Thank
you're well spoken.
We'll put you in front of some celebs.
You know, let's oh, there's George right there. George, get in here.
Hey, we got the thumbs up.
Get in here, George.
See that?
He hates talking on the radio. George is over there Pokemon going, and we got Brent in here who's changing the world. We went to the Olympics, to the London Olympics, and
we didn't try.
We met the Al and I went to the U.S. house, and we met the bronze medalist for judo.
Okay,
and that was about it.
did you get to bite the medal?
No, we didn't.
Okay, guys, oh my!
Why
I had
does
gold,
everybody
silver, all
bite the medals? What is when did that become?
I think
the
that's
thing?
Like an old thing from when miners were trying to. I don't mean miners like young people.
Save his real gold.
See if it's real gold. They put the gold in their mouth and see if they can.
They do it with every color, right?
Yeah. It's just a thing.
Did you bite a medal?
Yeah.
Oh, gold, silver, bronze.
What's it
all
feel
of
like to bite the medal?
It's like heaven, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
like
it's
heaven.
Nothing like it. It's the best taste in the world.
Whose medal did you bite?
There was at the closing ceremony. There was a guy from Team Germany that I got to bite.
Are you bit a German
guy? You're with
best right gold there? Medal ever. And then one of the Australians who swam against Phelps, I believe, let me bite his silver medal. So it was what an experience. It still feels like a dream. I can't believe it happened.
Oh man,
I mean, seriously.
You make longtime friends, and you're going to keep in touch
friends.
With some of these athletes.
Exactly. I mean, I've got friends to stay with all over the world now. I think that's the best part.
Good for you,
smart.
Man.
You get any? So you got a bunch of phone numbers from the athletes as well, or you just kept it at
not
selfies?
Not so much. So Cassidy Cook, if you're listening, there's a party that this company's throwing for me in Fort Worth next Thursday, which you guys are invited. I was going to get
party
after.
Bro,
you're
I'm coming.
Your own
welcome
party.
Our party.
I
need Cassidy Cook to show up. I need an Olympian to be my date. So Cassidy Cook, come on, you need to join me.
We need to start the movement to get Cassidy Cook to come to Brent's party.
Oh, we got that discus throw girl. She's from here. Right there.
Shelby. Shelby Vaughn.
Shelby Vaughn.
Yeah. Well, Shelby, join us too. Heck, more the merrier. If we get more Olympians heck yeah.
We can get her to come.
Yeah, we got a couple of people we know from the gymnastics team.
Another chick.
Yeah. Kelly, don't say that.
I know. They got
we know Nastia Lukin. She's friends of the show.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get her going.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have fun at your party.
Yes.
And maybe George will send us to Tokyo with you.
George, make it happen, man. Yeah. Let's do this.
After the success of London, he learned his lesson.
Well, Kelly, we wouldn't have to wake up early.
I think
you have no idea. You just know it's different than here.
I know it's different, but it's not 4 a.m.
Let me see.
If you want an experience like mine, I was only getting
17 hours.
What's the time 2 to 3 hours of sleep between Tokyo and Dallas?
Just ask her what the time is now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because that's too easy, Al.
Okay, so it's
10 p.m. right now.
It's 14 hours.
So it's 10 p.m., which means we'd be doing a night show. And then go out partying with Brent.
Perfect. Let's make it happen.
Come on, Brent. Can I get one of those onesies you got?
Yes, I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can.
Make that happen. That is a cool one.
You got a great story there, dude.
Dude, that is
so
cool.
A great story. That's very cool. I'm very happy for you.
What's the Instagram if we want to go look at all the selfies you took?
At Brent Follan. I'm the only Brent Follan in the world. So BrentFollan. That's Instagram, Facebook.
FOLAN.
AN, correct. You're
definitely the most famous.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, we didn't even ask you about the beautiful creature, Zac Efron, you met.
Right, Zac Efron. Yeah, that one almost got as many likes as Michael Phelps.
Jeez.
I bet it did.
Yes.
Man, Brent,
Very cool, man.
Has he inspired you to make a difference, JC? What are you going to do different now that you've met Brent?
Probably nothing.
I know, right? Exactly. Right.
I might try to hang out with Brent a couple times.
Yeah.
You could be a life coach. You're so positive.
See if... Would you be a life coach ever?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Okay.
Kelly hates positive people.
No, because right. I am one.
Yeah.
You know how it is when two positives get together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll get you at a couple of red carpets, Brent.
Let's make it happen.
We'll Thursday. Party a couple times. Okay. We'll go to your party.
Yes, next Thursday. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, 7 to 9.
Some of us have these jobs. On, we got to get up
we
early.
We all have
for.
Jobs. I've got work on Friday. Come
hold on, Brent. You can't do it on a Friday? What you got going on Fridays?
Well, they said Thursdays. So, hey, they're paying for all of it. I just have to show up.
Oh. Well, thank you. We'll get back,
guys. Oh, my.
I'll make it. We'll make it happen. We'll see what we do. Brent, it was a pleasure meeting you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for great. Coming and congratulations well on all the success.
Thank you so much.
Stayed on Copacabana for $30 a night, this guy.
Dude, I paid over $200 a night at the Marriott.
It was free my last 10 days.
Oh, man, Brent.
I had multiple spots to stay for. I think I was the only guy in Rio that had free multiple free places.
You need like a reality show on how to do these things.
Let's make that happen. All Come right. on, let's my go. Man.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, I hope you're ready for a throwback Thursday that may bring tears to your eyes.
Really?
From sweetness or from laughter? One of the two.
Okay.
4 years ago, Big Al Mac was playing his own version of The Bachelor. Honey number one, honey number two, honey number three.
Mm-hmm.
We all wondered for months, A, how could he keep talking about honey one, two, and three and them keep dating him? And B, who will he choose? It was captivating. Some called it the proposal of the century. We're calling it our throwback Thursday.
Oh, man.
On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hit the button, Trey.
I knew the clock was ticking.
Moving.
And I needed to act fast and deliberate.
Oh.
All right, Al, I need some background here before we continue.
I knew she was moving.
How long had you known her prior to her telling you she was moving?
Probably 5 months or so.
Five months.
6 months, yeah.
I was in love with this woman, and I did not want her to get away.
Oh, he was in love.
But at the same time, I knew she had another dude on her mind. I needed to give her time, but I also needed to act fast. You can't do both.
I know. That's why I was in a quandary.
I need to give her space, but also make the move.
Oh, man.
So, I made a decision. I hopped in my truck and made two stops. The first was Home Depot. There's this bench outside of where she lives. We would sit there sometimes and drink a beer or have a glass of wine and we could talk.
Oh, no.
We had some great times on that bench.
I don't like this.
It was a pretty cool bench. But I wanted to meet her, and I couldn't take a chance on this bench being occupied. So I went to Home Depot and bought the bench. I put it together in the back of my truck, sweating 2 hours of labor.
That's really sweet, Ed.
I finally had a bench just like the one outside of her apartment. The next stop was a little tougher. The jewelry store.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Nobody knows this. There's like six people in the world that know this story right here.
I've only bought two rings for women in my entire life. This was the second one. The first time I proposed, I had known her for almost 3 years. I knew her mom, her dad, her family, her friends. But with honey number three, I'd only known her for 4 months.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know any of her family, and I'd only met two of her friends. All I knew was that she meant so much to me, and I didn't want to let her go. And she gave me that weird feeling in my stomach that said to me, I couldn't be without her. How do you know when you've found the right person? And what are the chances that the person you think is the right person for you feels the same way? I mean, really, what are the odds? They have to be astronomical. Anyway, after spending over an hour in the jewelry store, I left with the perfect ring. Was this going to work? I'll be honest, I had serious doubts. But I had to try. Now, normally, when a person proposes, you do it when your relationship is at its best.
I just got chills.
Things are going so well, you want to take it to the next level. This was not the case with us.
Well, obviously.
To say the least.
In fact, you could call this proposal plan a Hail Mary. It was a last-ditch effort to let her know I was ready to make this real. And like I said, anything to keep her from leaving town. So what was next? I second-guessed myself.
Yeah.
I said, maybe the bench thing is not a great idea. How about if I make a video?
Do you have that video?
So I spent an hour trying to write a song, which I would record and then play for her.
Oh, yes!
It would be something we would have to look at to remember the date years from now with our grandkids playing around
us. Yeah, while you guys sit on the bench.
Al, has this topped everything you've ever done in your life?
This is pretty bad. I mean, this is kind of romantic. You've made the bench.
It's pretty bad.
It's not romantic, I say. Don't encourage.
No, it is.
Hey, don't tell me what's perfect for me.
If she liked him back, it would be romantic. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
How you going to tell me what's perfect for me?
That's right.
Okay. I'm feeling sad about it.
So you wrote her a song.
So we wrote her a song, and we have it. It's 1:07.
Okay.
Here's the music.
No, you did not do it to Kelly Clarkson.
It's a bit.
You did not do it to Kelly.
It's a joke.
It would. You know what? I would maybe agree with you, Kelly, if she even... She doesn't know about it.
All right. Here it is.
Wait, it's the Where Did You Pee song?
Yeah. Well, no, Kelly it's Clarkson. The Kelly Clarkson...
It's the Kelly Clarkson classic.
It's the only song Al does a song
How's
to.
It really go?
Here's the thing.
We started out
since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
There you go.
Okay. Here's Big Al's version for Honey Number 3. That will be accompanied with a Home Depot bench and a ring. Here we go.
6 months ago, you rocked my world.
Are you in the toilet?
I knew right then that you'd be my girl. Yeah, yeah. At least I thought so.
There's a video?
Oh, yeah.
We went out some, had dinner and wine. Then you told me that you needed some time. That's when I bought you a trip to Mexico. But you didn't go. I'm sure you realize that. Now you're telling me that you're moving 500 miles away. What can I say to make you stay? Please don't leave me. Cause I really, really, really don't want you to go.
No.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
How about that? So, what
do you think? Oh, no, you did it.
Oh, my God, Al.
You threw Will You Marry Me on the Kelly Clarkson song.
Continuing on with Al's blog.
All right.
So I called her, and I asked her to take a ride with me. But before I got there to pick her up, I went and put the bench at the park.
You were ready.
Right by this awesome waterfall.
Chicks love waterfalls.
Now, do you have the song with you?
No, I reconsidered on the song.
You decided not to do the song.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Well, the end result apparently is the same, no matter what.
But you should have had a clue that this was not going to go the way you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
When you pull up to the park by the waterfall and somebody done stole your bench.
Yep. That's a sign. I mean, I'm just like.
How long did you leave it there?
Dude, like 40 minutes.
40
if,
minutes.
If that.
So somebody scouted you.
It was a nice bench.
If
yeah.
that. Yeah.
It's as if there were bench thieves staking you out.
Right. I mean, who steals a bench?
Mm.
It's a little bench with wrought iron sides and the wood rails, you know?
And you had to carry this bench almost a half a mile to put it where you wanted
it. Yeah, because you can't park in the middle of a park. You have to park somewhere else and then walk over there. So I carried a bench, like on top of my head, and I carried it. And I thought, oh, that's a pretty good spot right here, nice level. Boom, put the bench down, walk back to my car, go pick her up, bring her back down here to where the bench was, I promise, and it's gone. It's
and
just
then Al writes,
gone.
I can't tell you how devastated I was with the bench being gone and all.
Yeah,
Could have taken it as a sign
dude.
From God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
After about a 30-minute talk, I'm sorry, I couldn't help but laugh. We walked around the park a short way and found another bench. Oh, wow, there was already one out there.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I would have gone to the park first and see if there's a bench.
Well, how do you know that it's going to be vacant?
We talked for 30 minutes. And I found the nerve to ask the question.
You did.
All right.
You did.
Oh.
So 30 minutes mm-hmm. would give you some clue as to how she's feeling about you.
Yeah. But, you know,
let's try 30 seconds, me and Kelly.
Okay.
I'll be you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm so sorry they took my bench out here. And I did a song for you, but didn't really like it, so.
Yeah. Well, I got to get going. I got to pack.
Oh, wait, wait.
I'm
I got
moving.
There's something I want to talk to you about, though, and something I want to.
Yeah, but I got a long list of things to
oh,
do.
Oh, I know,
moving
I know.
Truck's going to be here
baby,
in 30
baby,
minutes.
Baby, please, will you just chill out for just a minute? Okay? Because I have something very important to ask you, okay?
What? My new mailing address? I can email that to you.
So is that how the talk went?
No, I mean, it was basically, you know, we were talking about her possibly moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about stuff that we had done together. We hadn't spent that much time together lately.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Because just, she broke up with you.
Just kind of chit-chat, you know, just kind of.
Did it ever cross your mind to say, hey, why don't we move in together?
No. Don't really get time for that.
Mom won't let him do that.
I have her response to your question, but I don't have you asking it. So would you please try to recreate that? And Jenna, since you're probably the same age as the girl, I'll let you read the response.
Okay.
Okay. Al, one knee? Did you get down on one knee?
Well, I was about to.
Yeah.
And that's when the response came.
She saw what was about to happen.
So before you could even ask.
You interrupted.
She gave you the Heisman.
Yeah. So start it out, Al.
Yes.
So we spent a lot of time together. I've loved getting to know you, and, uh-huh. and I really don't want to go through the rest of my life without you. So.
And then he goes down on one knee.
So
and
I was wondering if...
And honey number three says...
What are you doing?
Like that? Was it one of, like that? Or
wasn't quite like that, but it was...
Bye. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Followed by...
I'm sorry. No! No! No!
Oh, no.
And so Al says, all right, well, let me give you a ride back. The longest, most awkward ride ever.
Oh, I bet. What did you guys talk about?
Guys, word of advice, if you're going to propose and you're not sure she's saying yes, have her meet you there. Al, if for once in your life you would drive fast, it would have been that day.
Did you?
Because I would not want to prolong that one second.
Oh, poor Al.
It was miserable, dog. It was,
dude.
It was bad.
So, what's awkward for her, too?
Sure, absolutely.
Who expects some dude after 4 months to buy a bench and a song and take it to the park? 4 months.
That's a bachelorette.
But, dude, what's the perfect time? I was engaged. I met
when you fall
Nitria.
In love with each other and get to know each other.
When she, I knew Nitria
on the same page.
When you have a clue, she feels the same way. Not, I'm moving.
Right.
Not because you won't commit.
Well, I mean.
She's just like, I'm moving. Too bad.
Had to try, dog. Had to try.
No, you didn't.
Well, I did.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, you know
he
what?
Never
he
never would have known.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Because now he knows what would have happened. And
I'm so glad that's out. Because I've been holding that inside of me for like.
I know.
I don't know how long. It's just been tough. So
look
anyway.
At the bright side here. Let me give you a bright side.
Yes.
You love more than anything to make people laugh.
Sure, absolutely.
She will tell this story at parties the rest of her life, and they will laugh hysterically. So,
win-win, huh? Well, kind of.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.